The epistle for the Feast of All Saints is taken from Apocalypse chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed, of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Gad 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Aser 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Levi 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Issachar 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Zabulon 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Joseph 12,000 signed, of the tribe of Benjamin 12,000 signed. After this I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with the white robes and palms in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and the ancients and the four living creatures, and they fell down before the throne upon their faces, and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor, and power, and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are they are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Please be seated. These are they who have come out of great tribulation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Apocalypse, there are many different visions that are given to us to think about, to consider. I mean, one we think about, Sister Lucy of Fatima, that she had told us that chapters 8 through 13 of the Apocalypse could give us, in a sense, an understanding a bit of what the end times would be like, of what would take place during those times. But I think if the more that we look at the Apocalypse and we look at more of the visions that are contained in this great book, this last book of sacred scripture, a book written by St. John the Evangelist, it will also give us a glimpse of the church triumphant in all her splendor. And so that's where it gives us the understanding of those that come out in terms of the great tribulation. So the trials, the difficulties, the struggles that we experience in this life, those will be the means that will help us then to reach our end, that we become saints from all of this. And so that's where, when we look at the different trials that we have, all of us are given a certain time period, a time that we're spent on earth in order to reach our goal, which is heaven, to be placed among the saints. And that's why today is such a great consolation to us, or at least it should be, because when we consider today, when we consider the feast day, it commemorates all of the saints, all of the famous ones that we know about, all of the obscure ones that we know nothing about. But in a way, it holds out to us that this is a feast day for all of us. It holds to us that this is a day that is set apart to commemorate everyone that has reached heaven. And so that's where we look at the great tribulation that we've come out from. God understands when he places us in a certain time period, why he places us in that time period. God shows to us that this is the time period that he wants us to save our soul. And so he places us in that time period, and then through placing us in that time period, he will give us the graces then to help us. One, to strengthen us, to be able to fight against the trials, the tribulations, but then also the means for us to reach our goal. And so that's why it's so important for us to understand that when God places us in a time period, it's very easy for us to question it. It's very easy for us to wonder why we have to be placed, say, in this time period. Because of the difficulties, because of the struggles that are going on, because of the difficulties with the church itself, you know, why are we in this time period? But Almighty God knows why he places each and every one of us in the time period that he does. And he gives us the graces in order to receive, to be able to save our soul from that time period. And so that is the consolation that is given to us, that we can earn our place in heaven in the time period that God has placed us. And so that is what we must be fighting for during this time period. And granted, we will have our falls, we will have our weak moments, but we also have our moments of grace that God gives to us. And it is through those things that we gain that we are able to overcome ourselves and our weaknesses. And from that, we move forward and we can continue to progress. And by the progression that we make, that is where we will make the strides in virtue. And so that's what we must try to accomplish, that's what we must try to do in this time period that is given to us. And so as our children, when they look up different saints and they think about who they want to portray, well, it should be an encouragement for them, for someone that they can imitate and they can follow, whether it's their patron saint, or whether it's another saint that they have a great devotion to. And so these are the things that we try to impress upon our children, the things that we try to help them to see. Because it is the time period that is given to them to save their soul. And so that's where we must try to take advantage of what is given to us. Because it does commemorate all of the saints, the famous, the lesser known ones, those who serve God always, those that maybe until later in their life they never serve God. But it commemorates every single one of the saints that are in heaven. And there is bound to be a saint in heaven that we can pray to, that we can look to for the example. Whether because of the struggles that we experience in our own lives, or whether the experiences that we struggle in this time period, that we turn to them, that we ask for their help. And as I say, that is what should be a great consolation to us. But it is something that commemorates all of the saints, not just the ones that have their feast day in the calendar itself, but the obscure saints that maybe barely reached heaven, that they reached it because they were faithful to their daily duties. Well, God asked from them each day of their life, and that was all that they were able to accomplish. But that is how they reached heaven. That is how they gained heaven. We can say even in a sense how they stole heaven, because it wasn't anything extraordinary from them. And maybe that they had to constantly battle against their weak moments. They had to constantly battle against their own weaknesses in order to obtain that goal. But then they reached it at the very end of their life. And so that is who, yes, we commemorate today. All of the saints. All of the ones that are so close to Almighty God, but then all of the ones that, yes, just barely got through. And so that is why we then take this day and we pray to all of them, ask for all of them to help us, because they're all united in the honor of Almighty God. And so that can be for us the understanding of why we celebrate this feast. We honor them as friends of God. We invoke them, and obviously out of the power of charity, that they will intercede for us and try to help us. But then also we imitate them. We look at the virtues that they practice, and we try to imitate that in our own lives. And so it is through these things that we have this opportunity to celebrate this great feast. But I think it would be very unfitting for us not to mention then the Queen of all saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Queen, our Mother, that we commemorate also on this day, because she is the queen of all the saints. She has the highest place in heaven after our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is because she is the Mother of God. And so let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she help us. Help us to obtain that very end for every one of us, that we will see God face to face. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.